I'm afraid I'm going to show things, okay, that show exactly what you should not do
during a children's time. So take note, and anybody that might plan on doing one of these next Sunday or any time, I'm not going to be here next Sunday, so if you've got something you'd like to tell the kids, let Steve know and anybody, any time that you'd like to spend some time with the kids up here. This isn't Philip's time, but this is just the kids' time, okay? And what I did was I brought something which, yes, David recognizes. Yeah. First thing, don't bring something that is a personal toy of somebody you're going to be talking to. Because I want both of you, both David and Carter, to look at that. And Carter, I'm sure, knows what this is for too, right? It's one of these shape things. And actually, Betty reminded me on the way in that this isn't David's after all. This is Robert's. I don't know whether Robert remembers that or not, but yeah, this is one of those shape toys where it's got a bunch of pieces in it with different shapes, and they've got holes in the cover of it, and they're trying to put these shapes in the holes. And what you find out, yeah, you know where that goes, don't you, Carter? Yeah, there you go. Oh, they're so good at this. But what they found out along the way is that a shape is only going to fit in one hole, and it doesn't make any difference how many times you try to put something in the hole that it doesn't go with, it won't go. Okay, now that I've lost them completely. But let me tell you, folks, that you are an awful lot like these shapes. You see, those shapes, they're very unique. They only seem to fit one place. And no, it won't go. Well, I take it back. If you force things, the circle will go in the square hole. But most of you have found out that they only go in one place. And I don't know whether you've identified with any of those, but I think both of you will realize that you are unique. The two kids that are up here are nowhere. They're not alike, even though they're close to the same age and they're both boys and they both have some similar interests. They're completely different. And that's what everybody finds out somewhere along the line, is that all the things that they are and all the things that they've done and all the things that they are going to do make them completely unique. And it seems like there's only one place that they fit. And in some cases, that's true. But what I want you guys to all realize, and everybody out there, what I want you guys to realize is that even though you are different than anybody else you've ever seen, and probably anybody else has ever seen, even though you're different, and you're just going to keep getting different in different sorts of ways, God has a special place for you, and it doesn't make any difference what you do or what decisions you make. Everything that you become is something that God has a place for and will work with if you let Him. Now, somewhere along the line, you're going to realize that. You're going to realize that everything that you are and everything that you hope to be needs to be God's, and you've got to make that decision. And it makes some choices that you make after that easier, not all of them. But what I want you to remember is that no matter what you do or what your plans are, God will have a place for you, a place that He's got planned for you, and a place that's special for you. Okay? Well, did you get the idea? Tell it to them sometime along the way. We got lots of years to work with them.